John Ovink is a Tampa attorney who is working Election Day as a voting rights attorney for the Democratic Party and the Barack Obama campaign at Precincts 205 and 206, the West Tampa Convention Center on Columbus Drive. He said 9 people who were registered to vote and live within the precinct were forced to fill out provisional ballots.
The lead clerk here in Precinct 205 has been making them vote provisional, and people have actually turned away. And I have not been able to catch everybody who walked out. We try to catch them if they walk out. And what we've been trying to do all day is get the supervisor of election to call this precinct and instruct the clerk in the correct voting law. And for some reason, it's now 2:00, I think, and it hasn't happened yet.
But Ovink said people in that situation should be able to vote on normal ballots rather than be forced to vote provisionally.
People who change their address have the right to vote, obviously, if they're registered voters. And what they need to do, according to election law, is swear an affidavit that they have changed their vote, that they have changed their address, that they have not voted in their other precinct, and then they should get, according to election law, get to vote a regular ballot.
WMNF contacted Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections Buddy Johnson to find out whether Ovink was correct, if these voters should have been given actual ballots. After checking with his staff, Johnson confirmed that Florida election law allows people to vote in the precinct where they currently live.
If a voter is a registered voter in Florida and they state their address in a given precinct, which is not where they're registered, where our registration will show them, they can fill out an affirmation form and vote a regular ballot.
Johnson said that the problem that existed throughout much of Election Day at West Tampa's Precinct 205 has been cleared up.
The poll worker was trained properly, and that poll worker is a very good clerk. And we did communicate to clarify that they understand over there, since I talked to you earlier, and they do, and everything is in good order in that precinct.
Despite the problems, Johnson says the election process has gone well overall in Hillsborough County.
Today has been an incredibly smooth day. Lots of voters have voted, and we may be processing people as quickly as any large county in the state. We've had very, very good weather, and I'm very pleased with our team and all that's going on. There are a couple of little issues with some people who were unclear about voters out of their precinct and with the affirmation process. That's been cleared up.
That was Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections Buddy Johnson. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.